Merry Christmas, America. This is Eugene D. Coulson on the BBS Internet Radio Network. My show is Mind Controlled America. If you go to church, if you read the newspaper, if you watch television or go to the movies, you are under some form of mind control. That's neuro-linguistic programming. But there are victims of us who are clinical Manchurian candidates, victims of MK Ultra and Operation Monarch. And today I'm going to bring on a couple of people that are electronic harassment victims by the government, where they do all kinds of horrible things to them to make their life as miserable as possible because they can. Derek, how are you today?
Oh, hi. Doing pretty good.
And Jim, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Now, Derek has set up an organization to try to fight this. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that, Derek?
Okay, thank you. The name of our organization is called Freedom from Covert Harassment and Surveillance. And basically, our group started a couple of years ago in 2006 officially. And we're an organization of victims of, as you described, electronic harassment and also organized stalking. And many people have been afflicted in our organization with something called directed energy weapons, and it's a torturous type of ordeal where they're they're the target of various types of directed energy, where it's microwave or ultrasound or infrasound frequencies. And these are torturous processes, and many have filed complaints with the police and other government officials, and they've all either they've been told they're crazy or something. Some people have been locked up for these type of complaints, or and they just otherwise they just had nowhere to go.
Why don't you give us your contact information for your organization, Derek?
Okay, we're on the web. Our website is at www.freedomfchs.com. We also have a toll-free number that people can call with questions or comments, and that's 1-800-571-5618.
Now, Jim, why don't you describe some of the things that the fine shadow government's been doing to you?
Okay. I feel that I more than likely were a victim before I had actually realized it. I had started to market one of many inventions of mine back in 2004. Upon doing this, I had moved into the process of requesting some help from an invention marketing company out of the state of Florida, Coral Gables, Florida. And very soon after that, I started experiencing very powerful microwave energy attacks as well as electromagnetic pulses to my heart.
Now, did anybody say anything to you about this before this started happening?
Yes. As a matter of fact, he did. One of the investors in the invention had walked up to me and said that, I would start experiencing, exposure of these devices. And I thought that, it was rather bizarre that he would say such things, because I've never had, any, prevalent problems in my life before. I've always been very functional, very, very effective. I've never had any type of, psychological disorders of any kind, and still to this day I haven't been diagnosed with any. He had walked up to me and told me that, that he was going to do this to me, and that basically if I didn't submit, and give him, the invention that he was interested in, the one that was being marketed, he would basically, continue to do this to me, and his passive threat was that he would murder my whole family if I did not comply. So, and that's where I'm at today.
Yeah, well, in the past, 2 years ago especially, they threatened me, one over instant message and two messengers saying that if I didn't shut up and go away, they were going to kill my whole family and some other people connected with me. And I said, so if I don't shut up, you're going to do this? Yeah, I said, yep. And I said, well, then kill them all, but you better get me first, because I'm going to be all I can be. I'm going to use all my training, and quite a few bad guys are going to go bye-bye. Well, nothing happened, other than them trying to kill me. Now, Derek, tell us about this voice-to-skull stuff, this type of technology that they're using.
Okay. I can tell you what's happening as far as the technology. I'm not really one of the technology experts, but what happens to a lot of people is that they're hearing voices that are beamed directly into their head. And this is technology. It's not a dysfunction of their own mind, but it's the technology. It's which is some of it's been declassified, actually. The voice-to-skull technology has been around for several decades, and since the 70s. And basically, it's done through microwave, and another term for it is microwave hearing. And they're able to project sounds, voices, and other things directly into a person's brain or mind. So many of us are experiencing this, and there are various ranges of experience, from occasional voices to some people hear a whole room full of voices interacting with them. And it could be debilitating in some cases to the point of person becoming non-functional. It just depends on the situation, but it's a form of harassment, and it's an intrusive form of harassment. And
what they do is they figure out what brain frequency we think on, and they can tune into that frequency with verbal thought and noises and so forth. They did that to me for a brief period of time, and they were using my belief system against me. And I hear these voices in my head saying, who's this? Well, this is Jesus. This is God. And after a couple months, I actually started to believe it a little bit, because they were working with a lot of things outside that. Jim, do you want to add to that, this portion?
Yeah, most definitely. I am very educated in the area of the technology, on how it works. The utilization of weapons that are being released to the market right now by certain companies. Microwave hearing is a phenomenon. The sensations of buzzing, ticking, clicking, and things like that. The DOD, Department of Defense, had released to us documents that were forced from them through the Freedom of Information Act. And in those documents, it describes perfectly how and why the system works. It works through what they call thermoelastic cortical expansion of the brain. And it's a radio frequency. The microwave auditory effect is probably going to be the most effective way to describe what most, you know, victims are experiencing. The pulse width of the function is 2.4 gigahertz, or the employment is 2,450 megahertz of radio frequency energy. It is designed for a communicator. The Department of Defense has been working on a communicator like this since the early to mid-70s, and they had developed it with an effectiveness, you know, an effective cause. And they've been
now,
using it as
any, do you have any proof, any paperwork showing this, Jim?
Yes. I was actually able to achieve a very, very significant piece of proof through a frequency sweep and a type of handheld telemetric triangulation device. What it has shown is the actual background carrier wave of the microwave auditory effect, as well as a tracking frequency, and a frequency of 288 megahertz, which would be indicative for human bio telemetric nervous system manipulation, basically. So I've been able to
prove. Let me get back to Derek for a question. Before we go further with the technical side of it, Derek, when they're doing the voice-to-skull stuff to you, what do they say or what do you hear?
Well, the things I hear are pretty, like, vicious things, a lot of threatening that goes on. They're with me throughout the day, so they're trying to control, you know, the things I do, and they especially tell me, warn me away from doing things I might enjoy or that might be beneficial. And it's a constant type of grilling and a harassment type of a thing. And it's once they have this type of technology and they lock on to a person, it's pretty constant, because there's no one to make them stop. And
now, when did this start for you, Derek?
Huh?
When did this type of electronic voice discall stuff start for you?
Well, the earliest I can remember, I've been a victim of the harassment, the organized stalking, since the early 80s.
And who were you working for when it started?
I was working, when it started for me, I was working for the Navy. I was working at NSA. And it's in 1981, just before the end of my enlistment. And that's when the harassment actually started.
You're telling me that the United States military would actually do things, experimentation and torture, on its own personnel?
Oh, definitely. Quite often.
And you were working in the NSA. You were working at a pretty secure thing. We want to ask you what you were working on, you know, for the sake of national security.
Okay.
But Jim, when you get this electronic voice to skull stuff, describe what they're saying or what you hear or what's happening.
Well, I mainly deal with I mainly deal with disruption of neural controls and things like that from being exposed to these. Mine is, you know, to a point of inaudibility. It's mainly background noise, you know, very well maybe idle threats, you know. I don't really, you know, feel that that's a, you know, their whole objective with me. You know, mine, the people that harass me are more interested in, you know, paralyzation or incapacitation from or through the effects of the microwave auditory effect, as well as disruption of neural control. You know, so that's mainly what I experienced. I mean, that's my main, you know, experience of being exposed to this technology is, you know, much like Derek's. You know, it's you know, very, very aggravating. It's very irrelevant, you know, controversial things that are going on, mainly threats. You know, and I don't really, you know, hear a voice to per se, but I hear a message, you know, that's being transliterated to me, my family, you know. I mean, it's just basically sounds that they have garbled, that they have collected, you know, from me being around, you know. I mean,
now, let me ask both of you this question. Towards the end of it, when they lost the ability to use the voice to skull to me, there was a sci-fi movie made in the 50s in England. And maybe you've seen it, I don't remember the name, but in this movie they're renovating under a skyscraper, and they dig up this millions of years old alien spacecraft. And they pulled out of the spacecraft all these mummified giant crickets about 3 foot tall. And at the end of the movie, a spirit of this cricket goes up, and there's a huge electrical storm around it, and this noise that was broadcast sounded like thousands of crickets and grasshoppers and bees and wasps and so forth, and it kept getting louder and louder and louder. Have you heard any noise like that? Because it's very painful when they do that.
Okay.
I would think that if a person were hearing, you know, something that, you know, was indicative to that or something that would be very similar to that, what I would suggest to them is to research a device called Medusa. Medusa is a device that is being developed by the Sierra Nevada Corporation out of Southern California. The device primarily focuses on neural incapacitation with the microwave auditory effect. It's currently being tested right now. I'm in contact with a neurophysiologist as well as one of the leading research and developers of the microwave auditory effect and the applications of it, James C. Lin, L-I-N. He is a professor for the University of Illinois out of Chicago, Illinois. If you were to Google his name or wanting to do any type of research, the Medusa weapon is the one that they are currently working on right now. And I truly believe that's what we are, you know, most victims are being exposed. We are simply just, you know, non-consensual test subjects of the military. I mean, and that's what we've been able to acquire, you know, our letters from State Representative Jim Guest's office and also other politicians that we've been able to acquire, you know, acknowledging these, you know, illegal non-consensual tests, as well as, you know, complying with, you know, some help and taking steps on, you know, bringing this to an end. You know, what I've experienced is, you know, something that's very similar to what the Department of Defense documents describe is the pre-developmentation of the Medusa weapon system by the Sierra Nevada Corporation. If I did not have, and I have the frequency sweep to prove that the exposure of the microwave auditory effect, the exposure as well as the continuation of the neural disruption and manipulation of my nervous system due to this integrated device named Medusa. That's but the cricket, the high-pitched sounds and things like that, what they're trying to do is to incapacitate the subject, much like what they would call a long-range acoustic device. Except
well,
the device actually works on the mechanics of the brain rather than the neural functions.
Well, the sound that I'm talking about, when they started, they'll start at low and get louder and louder. And I remember that my fine parents who got me into this mind control program would make me sit for hours and listen to the volume turned all the way up with my old man's reel-to-reel. Now, this particular sound I'm describing, Derek, have you had anything similar to that?
I have not, but many of our members have, and they do describe it as excruciating. The pain level, you know, the noise level can be excruciating.
Instant migraine.
Yes. So, you know, these are some of the things, symptoms that we're dealing with that we're trying to get stopped. These practices of the military and other agencies that are doing this to people.
Now, did the other victims that you talked to specifically describe it like I did?
Not so much crickets, but other types of noises.
Well, this was a combination of crickets and bumblebees. I mean, thousands and thousands of them.
That's what you're experiencing, then, is the Medusa weapon system. That's what they're hitting you with. That's what the... If you were to research the Medusa weapon system, you would find that that's exactly what they project at the victim. Now, they can hit... They don't have to have a certain, you know, like a telemetric pattern or an infrared pattern. The Medusa system is designed for crowd control. So if you have a riot, you know, in a case scenario, the actual device can show up on the back of a truck and it can hit the crowd with a pulse wave of cricket sounds or bumblebees, you know, buzzing, clicking, popping sounds. And it, you can cover your ears up and it wouldn't matter. Because it affects the auditory cortex of the brain. It does not affect the mechanisms like the ears and vestibular areas of your biological systems. So there's no, you know, avoiding, you know, being hit with this weapon and, you know, you being forced to detour. It's an area denial device. But that's more than likely what you were being exposed to if it sounds like that.
Now, we were going to have Sheila on today. I talked to her last night, and she is a MKUltra monarch as well. And while we were talking on the phone, she was getting zapped with some kind of heat energy thing and causing burns on her face. And a little later on, she had this huge light explosion in her backyard. Do you have any idea what that light explosion, while we were talking? And I might, you both of you guys will probably see heightened harassment means you've gotten in contact with me because I am the top shadow warrior that they ever had. What do you think that light was, Jim?
You know, I'm not real sure. It more than likely is in my opinion, you know, I'm no expert, but I do study a lot of the technology, and in my opinion, it was more than likely some type of, you know, kinetic, ionic fluctuations. It could have been a what they would call a dazzler, and also it could have been a photonic type of light display that would cause a person, you know, again, to be denied from an area of entry. You know, I'm not sure, you know, without having experienced the actual, you know, happening, I'm not sure, you know, what kind of technology would cause that. I would definitely know that it would be something that would be photonic or ionic. You know, something that would
possibly
create a beam of light.
Possibly a laser system from a satellite?
It very well could have been. It could have been a, you know, what I'm finding, you know, satellites, you know, they're very good for tracking and very effective for, you know, locating and triangulations and logistics and things like that. I'm doubting, you know, a lot with all the research and study that I've done over the past 5.5 years. You know, if not a little longer, I'm not finding a surveillance system that is satellite-based that is solely, you know, effective in any way, shape, or form for an area of microwave auditory effect or neural disruption. Infrareds and what they call functional near-infrared systems and things like that, yes. You know, but as far as, I mean, one of our closest satellites are, you know, 90 miles away from us. You know, that thing's 90 miles in the sky. You know, and for it to be able to lock onto a target and track it effectively through all the changes, you know, I mean, and I'm not saying that it's not possible, but I just haven't found anything as of yet that would credit that enough for me to, you know, to believe that a satellite system would be solely responsible for such things. I'm finding mainly ground wave network systems. I mainly experience very large vehicles with very, very lots and lots of antennas all over them, heterodyne antennas and spiral antennas and Yagi antennas, I mean, and big, well, very large microwave emitters on them. When I'm being hit the hardest, those seem to be the vehicles that are around. And that's what I'm finding to be most prevalent. You know, I've been very effective in getting pictures of these people and getting their tag numbers and finding out that they're licensed ham operators. And then I've gone through, you know, hundreds of hours of research to find out that if you have a ham operator's license, you can buy this type of equipment. You can buy it all day long, you know, and it's very expensive. It's very large and encumbering. But without a doubt, if you wanted to go into business doing this to people, you know, then that's probably what, you know, your objective would be, is to acquire a ham operator's license and to join, you know, some type of, you know, club or, you know, I mean, but I do know that there have been very large pockets of FBI sweeps that have busted ham operators doing this to people. They've arrested them on grounds of illegal use of communications equipment, as well as possession of illegal communications equipment, customized equipment. The FBI, just back in 2006, had busted a electronic surveillance company out of the state of Texas for producing microwave auditory equipment, as well as equipment that would affect the nervous system of human beings, and basically, you know, equipment that would parallel the type of equipment that most of TIs are getting hit with. You know,
well,
I mean,
when
so
I,
it leans
when
that
I
way.
Found this is how I found this. Are you familiar with reverse speech, Jim?
Reverse speech? No, I'm not.
If you take a tape-recorded message of anyone and you play it backwards, you'll actually hear portions of their thoughts or beliefs. Most of it comes from the subconscious mind. I heard it on the Art Bell Show. If you look up reversespeech.com, and if you have a sound card on your computer, you can listen to some of these. Now, you have to develop an ear to pick them up when you're just doing it yourself. You can buy one of their machines for $320, or you can get software, editing software, for your computer that can do the same thing. And that's how I found it. That's how I found out my wife and kids were all victims of Monarch, and they're using them as mind-controlled sex slaves. And I would be going around recording all the conversations anybody made to me in 2000 because I wanted to see who they were working for and what they were really about. And they have a device that can stop you from recording. And I'd have a headset on one ear while I was talking on the phone, and I would hear this static in the background. And then you'd hear the whole thing go blank and turn to snow. And so I started moving it around my body, and I could tell that they were still hitting me with that because the body's an electrical system, and my body electricity was canceling it to a great effect. But if they triangulated on me with more than one, there was no way you could record.
That's exactly what's happening to most victims. They are being triangulated upon. They're triangulating using a form of biotelemetric triangulation, and they're hitting the victim with integrated technologies or very sophisticated radio waves that are constructed with integrated technologies, you know, integrated with infrared and electromagnetics and microwave pulses, you know, that are millisecond, nanosecond emissions, you know, as well as functional near-infrared. That, you know, and functional near-infrared is one of the, I do believe it is the only technology that will allow an operator to actually focus the device on the target and to observe neural function. Microwave frequencies are then integrated into the wave or constructed into the wave to actually cause neural disruption, just as the documents that were released from the Department of Defense, they are designed to disrupt neocortical and limbic systems, hippocampal functions, CA 1, 2, and 3 neural functions, which means that there has to be some type of device that's integrated with this microwave disruptor to be able to observe these neural functions happening. The microwave emitter would not have the ability to allow the operator to see the functionalities of the brain, any functionalities of the body at all. You would not be able to teledyne or, you know, neurodyne or heterodyne the information back to the operator to, you know, be able to focus on. I mean, it would be like fighting, you know, a blind man. You know, I mean, the microwave device itself is prevalent of these capabilities. It's impossible for this microwave device to be capable of these. So more than likely, the functional near-infrared system, you know, is what's being focused on us to begin with to actually observe neural functions of any kind, bodily functions, spinal motor neural functions, which would allow you to move, you know, pathological sources, as well as rhythmic synchronization of brain functions or neural functions. After that's been established, then they can hit you with a microwave frequency to cause it to disrupt.
So what you're saying is the government has been using this wholesale on a number of Americans.
More than likely, yeah. You know, I mean, more than likely, now that we have the documents from the DOD in our hands, and none other, you know, than the government. I mean, the government pretty much, you know, submitted to, you know, some type of admission when they released these documents under the FOIA Act. They had admitted that the weapons exist, and they proved that the weapons exist. They had admitted that that the weapons are functional, as well as being tested. Dave Hambling for New Scientist magazine had actually confirmed these suspicions by calling the Department of Defense on the phone before, you know, releasing any stories. Since Mr. Hambling has done this, over 544,000 websites now carry these documents. They're all over the web. They are authenticated. They are, you know, the authenticity of these things can be confirmed by simply calling the phone number that's on the very first page of the DOD documents. No longer is a TI swinging in the dark trying to figure out what's going on. You know, with these documents in hand, the government's going to have to be put into a position they're going to be able to, they're going to have to prove that they're not doing it to us. You know,
I've been told that the government is being cleaned up, and I have great hopes that this administration will finish cleaning up a lot of this crap. But our biggest threat in this country right now are millions of mafia members that have this equipment as well, and they're using it on us. So even if the government quits, you've got a lot of those people who have the same equipment, and they're tied with foreign intelligences of other countries like Russia, China, England, France, Canada, and they have access to this stuff because they got more money than the World Bank. Now,
what we need to do, though, Dean, is to is to get people educated about these weapons, that they are being used on people, so that we can have local and state as well as federal officials involved in getting this process, these equipment stopped, as people stop from being harassed. If we can get the public involved in their own safety, I believe we'll see a lot more movement on this issue.
Well, the problem that we all face is when we come forward with this, they claim we're all paranoid, schizophrenic, and delusional. How many people have told you that, Derek?
Well, no one so far. They have actually, since around 2005, when it first came out that the government was wiretapping people with warrantless surveillance, there has not been any questioning from government officials about this type of harassment that has been going on, that I have encountered myself. I guess it depends on what you say, who you say it to, and how you say it.
Well, back in the 50s, when they were doing those nuclear explosions out in the desert, they exposed, you know, tens of thousands of U.S. troops to the radiation so they could see what happened to them. And you remember the Tuskegee experiments on giving syphilis to black men in the South, and never allowing them to get treated for it for years. They got busted and they admitted it. And then in the 80s, up in the Northwest, they were dumping radiation into the atmosphere to see what would happen to the population of cities like Seattle and Portland. And the government was busted and they admitted, yeah, we did it. So if anybody doesn't believe they're capable of going beyond that and using the type of equipment that we're talking about on this show, All you have to do is look at what the government's already admitted they were into.
There's lots of evidence to suggest that the government has been performing experiments on the public, and there's every reason to believe that they will continue. And as long as we can produce the document, can produce the evidence, can produce the victims, then they'll be in a position of having to, like Jimmy was saying, to prove that they weren't doing this.
Well, like in Jim's case, he said that several members of his family were murdered. They have been trying to kill me quite a bit lately. I was poisoned with rat poison for 3 weeks. They would dope me up and, you know, to the point where you're almost ready to pass out and say, here, take your medication. It was rat pellets and the gel type that caused the thirst and the bleeding, internal bleeding. And I was poisoned 2 days ago. And this is real. And it's mainly the mafia are the ones behind it, that and international, other foreign countries. So we're not on this show just to do this for entertainment. They're actually trying to harm or kill us. Do you want to add something to that, Jim?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, I would think that, you know, and I would have to, you know, after all the articles and, you know, technological, you know, and biological studies that I do, you know, and have been doing, you know, I study a lot of, you know, cognitive science programs, and, you know, I'm finding that what it's all leading back to is exactly what, you know, James C. Lynn of the University of Chicago, I mean, of the University of Illinois had confirmed, you know, is that they are, you know, simply testing these weapons, you know, for different types of, or different abilities of physical incapacitation. They are less lethal weapons that are being used on us. And most like the experts, you know, I would have to, you know, agree with them is that for the microwave auditory effect or neural, you know, disruption, for these weapons to be found 100% effective in incapacitating a person indefinitely, the likelihood of the subject dying first is more than likely what is going to happen. The subject will be exposed to such immense pulse waves of microwave heat that the likelihood of them being able to survive this is almost none. The neural damage that the brain would experience, or the neural physiology or neurophysiological construction of the brain would experience, would cause cortical thermal expansion beyond realms of, you know, the body's ability to repair. More than likely, if you were approached with this weapon at a very close range, the end result would be death. You know, I don't believe that they could actually incapacitate the individual. It's very discomforting. It's very aggravating, you know, but, you know, inevitably there are a lot of us that can still work. We are still physically able to do things. You know, the objective here is to incapacitate us. Now, through certain neural, you know, disruptions, you know, of certain neural functions, they can cause a temporary paralysis. They can throw you into a grand mal, full-blown seizure through CA3 neural disruptive synchronizations.
They had a cartoon, about 4 or 5 years ago over in Japan where this guy had electric eyes. And they were playing this cartoon and the eyes were flashing and kids all around the world were having epileptic-type seizures from watching this.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, well, one of the biggest things are, like I was saying earlier, the functional near-infrared system is very, very famous. You know, its main objective for being used is to achieve the observation of cortical functions of the brain. Once that has been done, you can observe certain cortical cortexes of the brain, such as the auditory cortex, the prefrontal cortex, the visual cortex, which is more than likely, you know, where they're going to focus the weapon is on the visual cortex, and it can send nanopulses of different colors of light, and then you can actually achieve photonic neurophysiological incapacitation, much like it would be. Now, you wouldn't see it with the mechanics of your eyes. Like if there were a person standing next to you, observing you, with this weapon, it would appear to be invisible to the person that is observing. The observant would not see the flashes of lights. They would not hear the microwave auditory effect. They would not experience nothing until they are introduced into a beam of this technology. because the weapon does not affect you biomechanically. It affects you neurophysiologically. You know, it affects the brain and the neurosynapse and the cortical cortex regional areas of the brain itself. Much like if you were to take a handgun and shoot out the front tire of the car, the motor would still run. I mean, you'd still be able to drive down the road because you've not affected the motor. You've affected the actual, the tire itself, you know, but the car is still in good shape. You know, I mean, and that's, you know, something, you know, to give you a little, you know, connective logic there on how the weapon system is designed to work, is that it's not designed to, you know, affect you in a biomechanic as much as it is in a bio, you know, telemetric way. It affects the electricity
of
your body.
Does it affect different people differently because we're all a little different?
Sure. You know, I mean, it most definitely can. You know, I mean, but, you know, for the most part, all brains are wired the same. Your involuntary motions are all going to be found in your limbic system, such as blinking, breathing, swallowing, in your heartbeat. All those are going to be prefrontal cortex that are, you know, they're going to be relative. You know, neuropeptic activities are going to, you know, be, you know, prevalent also. So, you know, I mean, there are all the functionalities of a human brain. My brain is, you know, wired the same as yours as far as, you know, CNS or central nervous system functionalities. You know, but as far as, you know, a person's auditory capacity, mine very well may be different than what Derek's is. You know, and yours may be very well different, you know, than what both of ours are. You know, and that's due to, you know, genetics that we've inherited. You know, I mean, naturally, I might be able to hear better. Or naturally, Derek might be able to hear better, you know, or at a higher, you know, capacity of frequencies than what I normally could. And that's due to his genetic coding. You know, those are, you know, inherited attributes that he would have naturally, you know. I mean, and that's there'll be very small, subtle differences. But, you know, inevitably, all of the brain of a human, as well as the nervous system of a human being or any living object, pretty much, you know, operates the same. That's why the weapons are being found to be effective, you know, is because they can focus a weapon, like this morning, they focused a weapon on my cat and caused nervous system incapacitation and caused his heartbeat to reach 200 and started cooking him with a microwave heating device. You know, I mean, now he's in the veterinarian's office more than likely fighting for his life, you know, on Christmas Day because I will not comply. You know,
I have this friend, Roz. She's a Messianic Jew. She's about 73 years old, and last spring, for a period of 6 weeks, neither her or I could properly form thoughts or words. We were stumbling and fumbling over words at the same time. And anybody who's got a spiritual gift from God, of any way, these people put you on a list. And they watch you. They try to mind control you if they can, but if they can't, I believe they're doing the type of harassment that's occurring to Derek and yourself. Now, Derek, do you think you have any kind of spiritual gift as well, in any way?
I have a certain amount of psychic ability, as does most people. I would also like to add to what Jimmy was saying that. Not only is the brain affected by this weaponry, various organs of the body are also affected, and many people are having numerous physical symptoms and health problems because of it. They can lock on to what each organ of the body resonates at a frequency that they can lock on to, and they are able to manipulate organ systems. And so many people are having really serious medical issues because of it. So that's, you know, the medical part of it is also some of the things that we're trying to get addressed. Some people feel that they are on the edge of actually dying. Jimmy had mentioned that. You know, if the proper medical attention is not applied to them soon, you know, some people could start to drop off.
Well, that brings up an interesting question, and I'm going to throw it out there to both of you. You know, the United States food, they won't allow our produce or our cattle sent to most of the world because of all the chemicals and crap that they do to it. What do you think the possibility is that they're using all these chemicals that we're eating and ingesting every day because we can't, it's very hard to get good, clean food so that they can manipulate the different organs.
Well, that's certainly, the environmental issues are certainly a part of this, definitely.
Do you have any information on that, Jim?
You know, my areas, you know, of studies, you know, are no, I don't really have a whole lot that I know about that. I am a little familiar with chemtrails. I am a little familiar with, like, nanofibers that are breathed in and nanomechanisms and certain diseases that are, you know, more than likely the cause of these chemtrails. But as far as having, you know, anything that I could actually touch base on factually, you know, no, I don't. I mean, I don't have a lot of knowledge in that area. I'm not a victim of that particular, you know, style of technology, or I've never been introduced to that particular, you know, type of victimization at all. You know, I mean, I pretty much, you know, stay where I'm at, you know, because that's where I'm going to be most effective, you know, is helping the ones that are, you know, the victims of myself, like, you know, as well as our group.
Well, I would encourage everyone. One thing that I do is most of the water I drink is distilled. Distilled water will dissolve anything in your system. Well, even dissolve your bones if you're not getting enough calcium. But as much poison as has been pumped into me, I'm doing regular cleansing things to try to get this crap out of me so I'm free of this. I would encourage you guys to do it. Now let's talk about stalking. Have you either one of, we'll start with Derek, have you had things in your home taken, moved around, brought back, disappeared for a while, put in another place, following you and so forth?
Right. Stalking is a very big part of the harassment that we're experiencing. And basically that comes in a variety of methods. There is the following, the monitoring, home entry, and in many cases, things are taken or moved around, appliance tampering, any way that they can harass you. They have access to your files, your personal records, your business dealings, sometimes your personal business accounts are messed with. Anything that they can get a finger into, they will mess with. There's really nothing that they don't have access to, since they have, your computers, they have lots of information that they can get from that. Just everything, every part of your life, they pretty much have access, including your own, your thoughts, your mind, your body. You know, everything they have access to you. I mean, we are
really...
Well,
they have the equipment. They have the equipment. I don't care how elaborate your security system is. If you don't have an elaborate security system with a number of armed personnel, they can get into your home. I have a friend in Arizona, and they poisoned him a number of times. He finally came to the conclusion, he told me I was crazy, that when I told him he was a mind control victim, like the movie Manchurian Candidate, like me. And then he finally came to the conclusion of that it was correct. But they've been trying to kill him for the last 9 months. And he has 20 dogs inside of his fenced, locked yard. And they still got into his house. And they had put some wood shims under a window. They were probably trying to gas him. And these dogs were put to sleep. They have a device. They can point it at a dog. And they'll all go to sleep. And there were footprints around his yard, because he lives in the desert, that were not his or his wife's that morning when he found the shims in the windows. So they can get past any security system. If they really want to mess with you, they have the equipment and the personnel, and they can do it. What type of stalking have you experienced, Jim?
If I am stalked, then I'm stalked from such a distance that I don't notice it. I noticed that, you know, one thing, you know, a lot of the things that my perps are trying to do, you know, are trying to make me appear to be symptomatic of, you know, mental disorders, or to have, you know, some type of, you know, prelude of, you know, paranoia or something, you know, and I haven't really, you know, experienced any of that, you know, I don't, and if I have experienced gang stalking, it's to the point of ignorance, you know, but I do know you know, pretty much everything that's out there to know about the technology, and you have to be within a certain range of the person to for this technology to be effective. Some of the technology is very, very powerful technology, and it can be effective for up to a half a mile away. Some of the technology is more than likely what's being used, and you can use remote microwave interferometers that are being used in, like, devices around your house, your computer, your television, and things like that. You know, I've never fallen for most of their tactics, you know, with them saying, well, I can see you through your TV. I don't buy that. You know, I can't find the technology that would parallel that. I have not, like I said before, I have seen an abundance of vehicles covered with antennas that stalk me, you know. And I mainly will take pictures of them. I'll stop in the middle of the road and stick my camera out my window, and I'll take pictures of them. I work with a very close friend of mine that is, you know, helping me with an investigation. I email all these pictures to, you know, and we can pretty much sum it up. We have addresses, we have names, we have, you know, vehicle makes, models, you know, and any license, you know, anything that, you know, is pertinent to this individual that's driving this vehicle or the owner of the vehicle, you know. So if they are stalking me, they used to do it to me all the time, like when I'm at work. And once I started, you know, snapping pictures of them, you know, they, you know, started staying further away, you know, and I've found systems online, you know, that you can buy for $80,000 to $100,000 from freelancing radio ham operators. Let me give you an example of a company that would make a device upon request. Lone Star Technologies out of El Paso, Texas. Upon request, they will make you a device that is capable of doing any of the harassment that all of us are experiencing right now for a nominal fee. Consumertronics out of Albuquerque, New Mexico is a parallel electronics company that will do the exact same thing. You know, and I'm not doubting government operatives are involved. I've been told the military is involved by very reliable, credible sources. You know, that these weapons aren't just something that, you know, pop out of, you know, some electronics store. You know, that they more than likely are military, you know, grade weaponry. They are active and area denial weapon systems. And more than likely the agents or officers that I have spoken to, or, you know, people that are involved that I've spoken to, also feel that there are, you know, personal integrated devices that don't necessarily have, you know, a name as much as they were, you know, custom built by a freelancing electronic specialist of some kind, or they were, you know, stolen from the military and then are being illegally used upon me and my home and, you know, people that I know. So,
well, when I realized I was a victim, and they would follow me around with 20 brand new red cars that everywhere I went, and black cars, and then green cars, you know, about 6 or 8 different colors. And then they started putting them together and mixing them, and they had brand new plates on their car, and they'd have my family's name on them, their birth dates, little things that had to do with them or me on license plates, like I was driving south to Long Beach, and a car goes by me, and the plate says TN980AM. So that was a local news station. I turned to that, and they said, Nicholas Mercantani was murdered in the mountains last night, and I already had a letter that was addressed from a Joan Buchholz to a Nicole Mercantani that was left at a friend's home with blood on it. And that was one of the things, and they will work with radio stations. The Rush Limbaugh show was in on it, to the best of my knowledge, because another card say turn TN640AM, and I would. And he made the statement. He says, just because you found out who we were, you think we're going to quit, we're going to stop, we're going to go away, you'd be better off joining us and working with us. That's what he said, quote, after that car drove by me with that plate. Do I believe Rush Limbaugh's a part of the Illuminati? You bet your butt I do. And if you want to use the reverse speech machine on him, or if you're religious, get one and check the preacher. Check those people to see what they are. You will find out what they're really into. You want to add anything to that, Derek?
Well, I mean, it's no doubt that this this program is extensive in reach. And now, as far as our group is concerned, some people have experienced just the electronic torture part of it, and some just the harassment, like the stalking that you were talking about, that I have and you have also. And some people have both of those things happening to them. There's a variety of things that are going on. But there's a lot of things that are happening with the government in terms of experimentation, in terms of their reach and their control. And this is what our group is trying to bring to the public awareness, that this is happening, that our government is starting to get out of control, and that we need to kind of rein in these resources. With the Bush administration, it pretty much went off the charts as far as what they could do to people. And so much of this, these goings-on have proliferated. We do need to rein in the government at this point. And they do have just some amazing science fiction type of equipment that's available, technology, that would be stunning to the American people.
But they can make you just like some of those old Twilight Zone shows. They can create a scenario around you, and you think you're going crazy.
Exactly. The technology has advanced to that degree. So we need to be aware of that, or else we'll all fall victim to this technology.
Well, I'm of the opinion, and after talking with several of your people in your group, that quite a few of the electronic harassment victims are also mind-controlled monarchs, i.e. Manchurian candidates as well. And someone like me, they'll try all of that stuff on.
A few of us, not that many.
Well, I think once they start talking to me more, they'll, because I know the symptoms, I know how to recognize it. If I was to talk as fast as I could with all the symptoms and information I've gathered from my own research, it would take an hour for me to talk real fast to get them all in one program. And I would like, at some point in time, maybe we can make a tape and you can get it sent to your members so that they can recognize if they are, in fact, mind control victims as well as electronic harassment.
Well, some are mind control victims in that at certain times they can be accessed to do certain things, whether it be forced speech, whether it be body movement, or other things. There are some that are in that position.
Well, they'll use code words like silver and gold, and Sheila reacted to that. Silver does this and have sex with those wearing gold. So let's say if it was a mind-controlled sex slave. Or one that they did for me was IRS BC, code yellow, activate, 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 and I was to reply back, axion, axion, axion. IRS BC means initiate repressed subdivided brain components. And code yellow, and Sheila said that yellow was predominant in her mind control as well, and that was an old German-based system designed by Joseph Mengele, who they brought over as part of Operation Paperclip to teach the OSS, which became the CIA, how to do this to Americans. Our fine government did this back in the 40s. There's plenty of history on it.
Yeah, there is. And there are some MKUltra victims in our group who were brought up, you know, from childhood and brought into MK Ultra mind control programs. Like I said, there are various degrees. Some have a complete mind control programming in place. Others are just being harassed by weaponry or through the stalking. Maybe they've encountered somebody along the way that, the encounter was not so pleasant, and they were put on some type of a list or something and swept into this program.
Yeah, like somebody with a spiritual gift of some kind. Now, Jim, do you have any kind of spiritual gift that would make somebody want to pay attention to you?
I feel that all of us have spiritual gifts. My religion is very unique. It's very knowledgeable. But as far as having, I can't imagine myself, anybody that would, you know, target me for, you know, that specific, you know, that specific thing. You know, I mean, a lot of it is, you know, they do say that, you know, this is God. I mean, they play the whole Project Bluebeam thing to the hilt, you know. I mean, and after I had, you know, done a lot of research and studies on Project Bluebeam, a lot of the things that we, you know, that most TIs experience are the technologies that are being developed for Project Bluebeam. You know, it's for neural communications as well as, you know, altered states of mind, augmented brain waves, altered dreams. They're actually able to send a heterodyne, or actually a super heterodyne vision to a person, which a super heterodyne is a mix of AM and FM frequencies, as well as UHF and VHF frequencies that are mixed together, and it's an amplitude modulation that is projected right at the individual so they can actually receive, it's called neurodyning, they can actually receive an audio message along with a video, you know, picture or a vision that comes to them. You know, the vision of Christ or the vision of Satan or, you know, whatever the vision of Allah. In 91, the United States military had used remote field monitors to do this to the Iraqi military, and very large pockets of the military came walking out of the desert with their guns in, you know, hand, submitting and basically giving up due to the voice of Allah, you know, telling them to, you know, submit and to retreat and give heed to the Americans.
So, now, the reason the reason you might have been targeted, do you have any relatives that are military or Mafia?
I have relatives that are in the military. Some of them are very high up in the military. Some are, you know, petty officers. You know, I mean, it you know, pretty much varies. You know, the normalities that parallel with, you know, other families are, you know, pretty much the same. You know, there's no special ops or Green Berets or, you know, I mean, there's nothing that would be, you know, out of the ordinary, you know, that would, you know, make me more likely of a target than anybody else. You know, I really truly feel that my invention is, and, you know, any type of other inventions that I have, that's what I was told the motivation was. And I didn't experience anything until I made these inventions and started marketing these inventions.
Well, we have about 3 minutes remaining, and I'm going to let Derek take this. I want him to give his contact information and express whatever you want to express to get people to sign on to trying to fight this, that they are being victimized.
Well, basically, what we want to American people to know is that our privacy rights, as we know them, are being daily usurped from us. That we no longer have the privacy of our the freedoms of our own lives, our own thoughts, our own bodies even, are being gradually taken from us. And it's government overreach that's doing it, that we feel. And we do need to make the people aware of this, and that we need to rein in the government and its activities. We need MK Ultra's type of hearings again. And we need to remind people that the government is once again overreaching and becoming out of control. And it's our goal.
What is your contact information again, Derek?
And our contact information is, our website is www.freedomfchs.com. Our toll-free number, voicemail number, is 1-800-571-5618.
Why don't you say your website again, only slow it down so people can possibly write it down if they wish.
Okay, the website again is www.freedomfchs.com.
You know, we didn't even get on the implant issue, because I want you both, and I would, and anyone else you want to get on this show, all the access you want to whatever media I can put out there. And in a later show, we'll start talking about electronic implants that they've used on many of us. In my case, I have numerous GPS monitors, so they know where I'm at 24/7, like peck detector. Jim, aren't you going in to have an MRI soon?
Yes, I am. And the MRI was scheduled exclusively for
exploration for the discovery and retrieval of illegal implanted devices. That just happened yesterday afternoon. So with the actual proof I was able to submit to my doctor, as well as, you know, any other, you know, people that are in the that have the ability to help, they have, you know, been very compliant. You know, they have been, you know, baffled by the technology. You know, I mean, so, yeah, I go in for the MRI the 31st for the exploration and discovery and possibly the retrieval of any type of biomimetic devices or, you know, implanted devices that very well may be found.
Well, we could go on for this with hours of information, but for the sake of time, I want to thank you both, Derek and Jim, for coming on the show, and I look forward to doing many more with you guys, and this is Eugene B. Colson at Mind Controlled America for the BBS Internet Radio, signing off. Have a good day.